My dear family, lately on the refuge, the Lord is exercising us in patience and charity. Living conditions are a little cramped, and it isn't easy for three women who are used to living alone and doing things their own way to be living in a small space. To be sure, it is a challenge, and I'm asking you, dear Lord, to speak your heart to us so that you may be glorified by our behavior. We need your grace, Jesus. Jesus began, "My little family, I watch with keen interest the movements of your hearts as you navigate through each day. I know when you are tense or vexed and when you are at peace. And I want nothing more than to teach you the ways of charity and peace. Recall my words to you in Scripture. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you." That's Luke 6, 37 through 8. These are hard lessons because they challenge your everyday way of life. Yielding to others is no easy task. But when I called you here, I also equipped you to live here and to learn the ways of peace. In the world, there is much criticism and talking. The news, the television, sitcoms, challenges at work, idle talking, and passing judgment. These are things that must remain on the outside. They belong to the domain of this world. They have no place here on the refuge. This is my house and a place of peace and rest. In my house, people do not gossip, nor do they judge or slander. They do not hold grudges, but they yield and work together, valuing one another as better than themselves. They actually enjoy great liberty and peace of mind when they do this. I want you to live in peace, but this cannot happen if you are holding bitterness and judgment in your hearts. One bitter seed and your heart will soon be overgrown with a thick forest of rancor and ill temper. You have lived with lifelong habits of judgment and rancor because this was the accepted way. But now you have come to my house, and this forest of bitterness in your hearts that has been building up over decades must be burned away with my love and grace. But are you willing? Are you ready to curb your tongue and empty your hearts of hidden judgments? These things were acceptable in your life before, but now that you are here, wanting to live the life of holiness, I desire for you to work with grace and not permit such things to dwell in your hearts. So much sadness and ill temper result from holding on to bitter seeds. What was recommended to you by Mother Claire was given to her by my Holy Spirit. Each time you pass judgment, whatever the issue may be, I want you to stop and recall a time in the past when you did the very same thing that you were judging another for. If you do it properly, this should cause you to release that judgment and correct yourself for your past failures. One cannot throw a stone when they have engaged in the very same sin they are judging others for. That is why the men judging the woman caught in adultery dropped their stones and walked away. beginning with the older men among them. To live a long life presents a longer opportunity to sin. Better even is a short life that's holy than a long one riddled with sin. Point in fact, little ones, you have absolutely no grounds for judging others because you too have committed the very same sins. What is called for is Christian compassion and a profound knowledge of self. When you see yourselves in my mirror, you cease comparing or judging others because I bring to light your darkest deeds. This exercise in holiness, if done properly, will put a very swift end to judging others. And I will reward you with a very deep peace of heart, mind, and soul, which is what you long for. Soon you will be laughing at yourself for even beginning to point to others. You will laugh and excuse them for their faults and show the kind of charity you wish to be shown. This life is not for everyone. It requires deep discipline and a strong will to be rid of a spirit of judgment and condemnation that works to accuse the brethren. These accusations come from Satan, and they're planted in your own mind by the enemy, who is at work trying to cause division. So conquering this work is not for sissies. I am taking you higher if you will go with me. If you feel this is too much for you to undertake, I will still love you and be with you to help you conquer these obstacles to your peace. No matter what you choose, beloved, I am with you. I care deeply, and I work with you where you are. A lifetime habit is not changed overnight, but if you begin and are persistent, it will change. I am with you. Go now and cease your judgment of one another, as well as the very harsh judgments you pass on yourself. Know that you are dearly loved, and I am bringing you to perfection. Look into that mirror and see what you shall one day be, perfect, with a perfect heart, perfect charity, perfect patience, perfect long-suffering. Go now and embrace the graces I'm giving to you to bring you to perfection.